Blog Talk Radio. I would give her anything if she would. drinks, it's gonna be a party.
Well,
turn up the music
real loud,
invite everybody.
Well,
go right ahead and smoke and play some cards, just make yourself at home.
Yeah,
it's okay to take somebody's hand and get your groove on.
Take a photo, so we oblige and step to the side. Now the whole fam doing the electric slide like that. One, two. Uncle Ron, what you want him to do?
Now you got it, let's do it again.
Better love. You are listening to Dr. Robert X Form by way of Truth to Power, and I am Beverly, and we are talking about friends and family. That's what it's all about. My Aunt Hotep, Dr. Robert X, how are you doing this evening?
Thank you.
Put it in the layaway.
Just in case anybody forgets, this is a hotel. Hotel family.
Hotel.
I couldn't resist adding one more to your trilogy of the Odyssey, Brother Sister Van.
All right. We got to get them they do.
Absolutely. Long, long, long time they've been out here.
Yeah.
And still doing.
50 years. Yeah.
Man, that's a long time, Bev. And as a researcher,
yes,
I'm looking to break their record. So I got a good 20 years yet to do. So tune in, family, in the year 2046 to hear me and Bev doing our thing in terms of the research with me as an 87-year-old. I'll be right here, family.
All right. We're not going nowhere.
Oh, Bev.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Let me do this. Let me thank the family for the information that they sent me. And I don't know if you got a copy of the book from Jonas Salk, but I'll make sure I send that to you so you
thank
can post
you.
It up
thank
for the family
you.
Members that may want to get that.
Okay.
And the other thing let me thank the family for the donations. Again, I appreciate that as well. And they couldn't come at a better time because it looks like I'm going to have to download that book, which means I'm probably going to have to use about 5 or 6 cartridges. But, you know, sometimes these things are worth it, you know.
Right.
Where we heading here in the future, that book is not the only book that won't be available because the access to knowledge is going to be strictly controlled.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be important that we have alternative means. As they stated yesterday in some of the research, if the government controls the paper, and now we're on a cryptocurrency model, we're on a blockchain model, they can basically dictate what you do, when you do, how you do. So, you know, having access to the information directly is going to be of a premium. And we already see that with all of the censoring that's going on. That's just a precursor of things to come.
We're going to have to do like they did back in the old days. Remember when the number men, they didn't need no paper and pencils. It was all in their mind.
Absolutely. No question about it. Really, really, really interesting times, Bev. And I'm going to encourage the family please, you don't want to miss these next few episodes. I don't know how many there's going to be because I can't see the end to this.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to take you back to take you forward. And I can assure you the ride is going to be extremely revealing because I didn't mention any of this yesterday, but little did I know we're going to head right back into the tarot.
Ooh.
Yes. And
okay.
All of that's coming out of what we're dealing with right now. So all of this is connected. The lethal injection is lethal for a particular reason. It's because people are vibrating differently, and they understand that we're heading towards something, as I kept saying yesterday. Okay? And different cultures would describe where we headed using their cultural mores, but it still adds up to pretty much the same thing. Okay, from one culture to another. Different names, same flavor.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So that's where we're heading, family, and you don't want to miss it because we're running right smack back into the queue. We can't avoid it. And if we're dealing with the cube, we're dealing with consciousness. We can't avoid it. And if we're dealing with consciousness, we're dealing with spirituality, which takes us to the tarot, as well as, or I should say, including Hebrew, mathematics, alchemy. We're heading right back into that. So I can foresee people listening to some of these programs, these upcoming programs we're going to be doing, two or three times just to get the full grasp of what it all entails.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see this as being accidental or coincidental.
No,
I see all this as being somebody's. I'm sorry, Bill, go ahead.
No, I was saying no such thing as accidental or coincidental.
Correct. So as somebody said yesterday, I think it was yesterday, maybe last week, it's in divine order.
Mm-hmm.
But we're in charge of that divinity.
That's right.
Because we are divine. And I tell you, it's going to be so mind-blowing. Let me put it like this. We all, everybody and their mama know about melanin. No big deal, okay? Everybody got a brain, I think. But do we realize that within the brain is a molecule? And that molecule, you sit down, family?
Yeah.
Inside the electron in the brain is a carbon atom. Inside the electrons in the brain is a carbon atom. Okay, so
now wait,
what
wait,
they're telling
what,
me?
Which one was
ahead,
the electron? Is that the one that's neutral? That's
no.
What I know it's the electron. Which one is the electron?
It's the proton. That's supposed to be the male. The electron
okay.
is the
yeah.
female. And the neutron
okay.
is what its name implies.
This
it can attach itself
okay.
to either the male or the female. That's the trinity.
Okay.
That's
okay.
atom.
Okay.
Which means atom is a black man.
Mm-hmm.
as above, so below. Whatever's on the outside is on the inside. The outside is just a manifestation of what's already inside. If you got an ugly spirit, you can go to church or the mosque or the synagogue or wherever you go, 7 days a week. If you got an ugly spirit, it's going to manifest itself outside of you.
Mm-hmm.
That's why some of the meanest people throughout history have been religious people. Just mean. Because you don't necessarily think like they do. There's no leeway for understanding. All understanding has to come from their perspective and their perspective alone. And I'm here to say that's not going to be the case in the world of tomorrow.
Who's that lady?
I love that song, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, yeah, family, we're going to, in fact, party. I hate to quote him, but just like Snoop Dogg just said. All right. This is a intellectual, informational party.
Yeah.
Okay. You can bring your friends, your family, your lovers. If you got a chick on the side, you can call her and tell her to tune in. All right? Or for you sisters out there that exist in the modern day world, what do they call them? You got a spare. All right? Mm-hmm. You can call your spare and tell him to tune in. Party jargon, we going to drop it like it's hot, Bear.
Yes.
Because it is.
It is.
It's hot, Bear.
Yes,
family.
It is.
And to show you how hot it is, we're going to get into our meditation.
Okay.
Because that's only going to help us understand this even more. Okay? Because, man, don't be alarmed. Some of you who are not aware of this stuff, you're going to hear new words and phrases being used because you're not adept at dealing with these kind of subject matters. So, you know, that's my job to kind of smooth these things over so you understand exactly what we're talking about. But even with that, you know, you may have to go back and listen to a program twice. So just find some time early Sunday morning when you get up and you're doing your Sunday morning routine, whatever that may be, just click back on Truth to Power early Sunday morning, 6 o'clock in the morning or something. By the time you get through with all your housework, you'll be listening to the whole thing of Brothers. By the time you get through whatever you're doing to your car in the garage, you'd be through listening to the whole Truth of Our program. So, Bev, I didn't go into anything.
Mm-hmm.
Since 2 o'clock this afternoon, I've been knee deep in research.
Okay.
Because I got up late. Had a hard time sleeping last night. Didn't go to sleep till 7 o'clock this morning.
Wow.
Well, sometimes I do that, and because that happens, mm-hmm. I get past my sleep point. I literally will have to read myself to sleep.
Okay.
So that's what happens. So it's not a bad thing. Mm-hmm. When my body tells me to shut down, it shuts down.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not in the mood for shutting down, I can't shut it down unless I do something artificial. Which I don't even want to quite, you know, even contemplate that. So I just deal with things as they come.
That's
so
funny.
Much thanks to the family for the emails, and some of them are just absolutely juicy. I can't wait to get into them. I ain't had a chance to really get into them. Believe me, family, we got some extremely bright people. listening to this program.
Awesome.
It is
awesome.
Unbelievable. And what you got last night with brother calling in was just a sample.
Yeah.
But you see, I'm not sure if he really understood that he was hitting on points that I was already getting ready to go back into. So what the brother really did was woke up a sleeping giant. And so this is going to be really, really good stuff, family. I can assure you. Okay?
Yeah.
So go ahead, Beth.
No, I'm disagreeing. I'm not saying that.
Yeah, so let's get into our meditation, family, and get that out the way, and then we'll go back, because I don't even want to talk about already we got another shooting, right? An alleged 15-year-old girl being killed by the cops because she had a butcher knife in her hand and she's getting ready to slice up some people. Now, I keep talking about behavior. I keep talking about this behavior. The behavioral scientists have been hard at work attempting to create just what we see going on out here today. And that's why it was important for us to go back and understand the connection between people like, I got so many papers and stuff everywhere here. Why am I running a blank on this dude's name?
Come on, Skinner, I know.
Well, yeah, Skinner is one of them. His name, I'm not running blank on this. The other one that we started the program dealing with, who they named the building in Germany, the institution in Germany that basically dealt with infectious diseases, they named it after him, Paul Ehrlich.
Okay.
So who would think that Paul Ehrlich, who allegedly only deals with population, is directly connected to, there's a symbiotic relationship with him and Skinner. I mean, psychology and population control doesn't seem to have any kind of correspondence with each other, but they do. And we see it now. So let's get into our meditation so we can unwrap this stuff. And then we'll pick up where we left off last night. And hopefully this will seamlessly flow into where we're going for tomorrow. Okay? And, Bev, we can name this program and the ones following it On the Square.
On the Square.
On the Square. Okay? So the upcoming programs, family, that's what they'll be called, On the Square, the 720 degrees of knowledge on the square, the tetragrammaton on the square, the cube on the square, the Book of Revelation on the square, the human body on the square. There's a whole lot to this, and it's all on the square, dealing with 22, which equals 4. Which means you're on the square.
That's right. Cue.
Okay. Before we get to any of that, after we do the meditation, I got one more piece that I want to play for everybody, because it ain't just black people who are waking up and realizing that there's something else much more sinister at play here. It's not just us. Okay, now I ain't going to tell you who it is. I want you to listen to it. And you can figure out who it is for yourself. So now, as we normally do, our little mini process of meditation, which will help us relax and get into the proper mental framework we need to be in, and listening particularly to these kind of programs, because you need to be relaxed when you deal with this kind of stuff. Okay? So we want to put ourselves in a relaxed state. But we also want to focus on a particular topic or subject matter or happenstance that will appreciate or magnify with the number of us that are meditating on it and give us a real return on our investment in terms of that subject matter. Wow, I sound like somebody off of Wall Street. I don't know if that came out of me. So, family, you know the drill. We basically want to take a series of deep breaths from our diaphragm through our mouths, and then we want to four times, two for each nostril, exhale that breath slowly. Okay, to get our blood flow and our oxygen content and all of that in some form of equilibrium so that we can take advantage of being able to focus on that which we want to focus on to, again, get the greatest return on our investment. So we take alternative deep breaths. We put our finger over our alternative a nostril, first one nostril, then the next nostril, and we exhale out of the nostril that we don't have closed slowly. We do that four times, and then we go into a brief two-minute focus on just what we described. Now, I want to put this in a more succinct fashion. Let's say we want to focus on alleviating the pressures that those who mean us no good are attempting to involve us in. And it doesn't matter if it's taking fake vaccines or dealing with contrived white supremacy or racism, whatever it is. If it's real, we want to alleviate ourselves from that. And if it's fake, we want to alleviate ourselves from that. While Dr. Fauci is coming up under all kinds of scrutiny.
Is he getting his ass whooped?
Bam, they dragging him through the coals, and it's some people that he can't run away from no more because Owens Man ain't there for him to have, man. So now he has to answer real questions about the things that he said, most of which could turn out to be a damn lie.
Right.
So even the major institutions like Stanford are coming out here saying that the masks do more damage than any good that they could possibly serve on people. That ain't me. That's
right.
Stanford University research. They're just one of many. All right? So let's do this, family, and then we can get into the research. So first we want to take a deep breath from our diaphragms through our mouth. We want to put our finger over our left nostril. And then we want to slowly exhale through our right nostril. Okay? So here we go. Deep breath. Finger over your left nostril. Exhale through your right nostril slowly.
One more time, another deep breath. Thing over your right nostril. Exhale through your left nostril slowly. One more time, deep breath. Thing over your left nostril. Exhale slowly. One last time, deep breath. Bring over your right nostril. Exhale slowly. And now for 2 minutes, we want to focus on those impediments, be they institutions or people within our community and outside of our community, who would attempt to impede our spiritual growth in a variety of different ways. So we don't have to focus. You can focus on the Rockefeller family, the Rothschilds, the Bank of International Settlements, the IMF and the World Bank, Fauci, Soros, Gates, the courts. I mean, if you want to focus on Orange Man, focus on him too, okay? If burning him means that African people get to exercise real self-determination, I'm with it. All right? So with that, let's meditate for 2 minutes, family. Okay, family. We on it.
Wow.
I almost didn't want to come back again, Bear.
Right.
But I had to. I had to because I want the family to hear this. Okay. Now, I won't tell you who it is. You'll probably be able to guess it once you hear the voice. But check this out, family.
Deep state. Think. Panic in D.C.
Talk about freedom. We need to talk about freedom for the little children. It's time for this country to face the truth, the good, the bad, and the ugly. They are killing our children. You can talk about Q, but let's talk about you. Let's talk about your responsibility to the children. Child sex trafficking is the pandemic. Pedophilia is the pandemic. They are sacrificing the children to worship Satan. It's got to stop. And it's got to stop because you, the people, are not going to tolerate it. You, the people, are going to protect the little children. They tried to steal the election. They will not succeed. They tried to harm your health. They will not succeed. They have stolen our children. They will not succeed. Because God is a God of love, but God is a God of wrath. And when you mess with the little children, watch out. Because your day is coming soon. Every lie will be revealed, and that includes every lie about what they've been doing to our children. If you protect the little children, you protect everybody. But if you don't protect the little children, you protect no one. Protect the little children. They gave me this VIP. All access button. Thank you. I'm just one of the children who you think was. I did sign it for you. Do your research. Don't take it from me. Don't take it from whoever Q is. Learn it by yourself. Study about the Illuminati. study the statistics about child sex trafficking and the number of children that are missing every year in this country and the world. Do your research. Study up about adrenochrome. Educate yourself. Draw your own conclusions, not mine, not Q's, whoever Q is. Does not like child sex trafficking. Q does not like the Illuminati. Q does not like satanic worship. Do your homework. Draw your own conclusions. And then stand up for the children. Take the fire and the fearlessness of God Almighty and save the little children. That's your job. That's my job. That's God's will for this country. I've been very vocal. You've been very patient, very kind. I told someone I came here and I said, how did it go? I said, so far I've been talking about God and they've been treating me like I was Elvis. Thank you. Felt kind of good. I told my wonderful people that work with me, I said, remember this. Every once in a while, pinch me and remind me that it's not about Lynn Wood. You don't really know me. Thank you very much. I'm a man of God. I'm not ashamed to say it. But it's not Lynn Wood that you love. I'm a flawed person. I'm imperfect. You love the message of Lynn Wood because I tell you the truth, and you love the truth. God is truth, and truth is God. Let Newsweek write about that tomorrow. Let Newsweek say Lynn Wood's making the cues. There you go, Newsweek. Watch this one. There you go. I'm not afraid to talk about it. They've accused me of being a QAnon conspiracy theorist. Why? Because they're telling you that I am a bad messenger. They're trying to attack me because they can't attack Q, because Q is the truth. This is about the children, for God's sake. Send this videotape. Send it to Hollywood. Hey, Clay, send it to the House of Windsor. Hey, Clay, send it to Bill Gates. Send it to the damn Illuminati. Let them hear the truth. And whatever they do to me, I don't fear them at all. Send it to the Vatican. Send it to the politicians, the Clintons, the Obamas, the Bidens, the Bushes. Send it to those people because they are involved in child sex trafficking. It's time to tell the truth to America. We live in a time where it's difficult to tell what's real and what's fake. Who's dead and who's alive and who's dead, who's our enemy, who's our ally, who's using us for money, or who's using us for God's work. Have discernment, I do. Ask God for it, he'll give it to you. If the Pope is still alive, but when you send it to the Pope, don't ask him to pay for it, because I don't think he's got much money these days. Let the truth pour down on this country. Fill this auditorium with the truth tonight. Their days are numbered, because Almighty God's had enough. I've said to you that this was the second harvest. God's going to bring people to him. It's also been described as the Great Awakening because you're getting ready to learn that God is real. That's the second harvest. But you're going to be awakened to this fact that just as God is real, the devil is real. And the devil's children are going to be exposed. Every lie will be revealed. They're killing our children. Send them to jail. Put them in front of a firing squad. They are committing acts against humanity. The penalty for an act against humanity is death. Take them out. For every little child that has suffered and is suffering tonight, for every little child that doesn't know how to get home, for every little child that goes to bed at night after being tortured and abused and just wants to see their mom and dad and their family, you fight for those children. Don't you ever quit fighting for those little children. Because this is America. This is America. In America, we do not tolerate crimes against humanity. Meaning you're torturing and terrorizing a child and having sex with a child and actually murdering a child and eating parts of a child and using the body parts of that child. That is a crime against humanity, and we're not going to tolerate it. Not in America. Not in a country formed by God Almighty. And for those of you that do, watch out. Because God's judgment is coming. He's going to lift up his children. And he's going to crush those devil worshipers. So you pray for it. You go back to your homes and you pray for God to take action. You go home and you pray for those little children. Because God wants to hear you tell him that you love those little children as much as God Almighty loves them. Love.
I think that's more than enough, Bear. You know who that was, yeah. Right?
Yeah, that was for the those attorney, right?
Yes. He sounded like a preacher. But he dropping bombs on everybody. I'm not as much concerned about the context, the religiosity of what he was saying, because I can separate that
right
from what else he's saying in that. Because let me tell you something. I know people now are coming out the woodworks, particularly in the music industry, people like Anita Baker, right? Somebody sent me that video. And people like Angie Stone, right? All these people now coming out talking about the evil stuff that's going on in the music industry. All at this particular point in time. And then we got this cat talking about adrenochrome and eating flesh. And the people that are involved. And then the brother calls in last night and he mentions Maria Abramovic. Because that was one of many people's first introductions into this stuff, where they clearly having parties, eating refreshments that are shaped in the form of a person. And it's almost as if they're in some kind of ritual mode, because they all appear to be dressed in the same colors. Go ahead, Bear.
No, I say that's what they are. They are in ritual mode.
Yes. So then she gets exposed. All because of John Podesta's emails. Right? And then he's giving hand signals with numbers written on his hands. And I'm sure many in the family recall all of this. Because John Podesta is still in the background. You know, there's nobody that's closer to the Clintons than John Podesta. He ran Hillary Clinton's campaign in 2016. By the way, that was the year of the nine. Something else is getting ready to happen, Bea, family.
Okay.
Or let me put it like this. Something else is already happening. And it's just my own personal belief that this, the beginning of what's taking place now started in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, why is that important? Because you can change up 2012 all you want.
21.
It has a particular Go ahead, Beth.
No, I'm just saying, still 2012, 2021, it's the same.
Exactly. It has the same numerical value.
Yeah.
And that's what's important. So we headed towards something extremely significant is what I feel. And I think it has a lot to do with people gravitating towards being on the square. The cube. Now, I can guarantee you that Lynn Wood comes from Christian doctrine. He's made that no secret. But I don't know if he really understands that New Jerusalem is on the square. It's good we go back and revisit this stuff, Bear. But we're going to add some new flavor in this.
Okay.
All right? It's like going back and eating some leftovers. You still got to put a little water in the leftovers, right, when you heat it up. And it's going to change the flavor. Go ahead, you finna say, man, go ahead.
Well, yeah, no, because it usually they taste better because it is soaked in the seasoning.
That is correct. And that's where we at now. Since 2012, we've been soaking in the seasoning.
Mm-hmm.
In 2016, we added a little water. And now we got an entirely different tasting flavor.
Yeah.
We know where they're trying to take us. That was the very last part to lethal injection. And that last part dealt with the path to neo-humanity as the foundation of the ideology of the Evolution 2045 Party. Okay? And as we was getting into that, it basically broke down why they think humanity is where it is today. It's part of a series of changes that have taken place over time. And they describe it primarily as a trinity in terms of the evolution of man, okay? And they pointed out that the first one dealt with the Neolithic Revolution, and that's basically 10,000 years ago, dealing with the beginning of farming and weaving things, fabrics and baskets and those kind of things, and domesticating animals. Then the next phase was the spiritual revolution. And that's when all of these so-called, again, I have some problems with this analysis because it left certain things out, but that's all right. I understand what they're trying to say, so it's incumbent upon me to place this thing in the proper context, because they left out ancient Kemetic science, and it's the beginning of all of it before Buddha, Confucius, Plato, Christ, and Muhammad. But they consider from their perspective these particular religious principles, let's put it like that, all right, as the first spiritual revolution. That would be number two within this trinity. Third one is supposedly the Industrial Revolution, okay, where you've got new agricultural technologies and new technologies, and you've got a total global transformation based on these things, okay? But there's something else that's artificial that's added to the Trinity, just like they adding that lethal injection in your RNA, your mRNA, okay? That messenger, you don't want to open the door and let it in, that mRNA, the so-called messenger RNA, you don't want to let it in. It's really a wolf in sheep's clothing, and it lends itself to the artificiality of this next move, okay, which is neo-humanity. And it's been wrapped in what they call the fourth turning. The fourth turning. No. Anything else in that trinity is artificial. But that's what we're dealing with here. We're dealing with a synthetic human that wants to synthesize everything else to be like it. So in closing with this, as we move into this cube construct, because this is what they're really preparing for. Now, we've explained it in terms of ancient Kemetic science, where the symbology off the planet appears to be matching what's going on the planet in terms of people's consciousness, which is the square, the cube, awakening. So what have they done? They've created a synthesis of the reality to basically remove what we know from a spiritual perspective as reality. And Thutmose talks about this all the time, right? We pointed out that they want to keep people in 3D. They don't want people in fourth dimension. They want people in artificial constructs in terms of reality, because they want to control anything that looks like reality. And that's where we left off last night in this document, that Obama was leading, called the 2045 Initiative. You can Google it, family, and you'll see five-year intervals. 5 year. This is the year of the five. 5 year intervals, where they expect major change to take place. They're already talking 2025. And from that, they don't mention 2027, 2028. They go straight to 2030. Some of you may recall, even the Pope was running around here talking about 2030. It's because that's their focal point. So when we stopped last night dealing with this, we stopped right at the goals and tasks of neo-humanity not for the 21st century. That one's already mapped out. That's what I'm talking about with the 2045 initiative. But for, as they say here, the 22nd and 23rd centuries. So here's some of the things that they expect to do. They say to conquer aging and dying universally. They want to use technology to move the individual to another carrier. Brother Tutmos, we know that of the carrier as an avatar. Okay. They say to gain unlimited immortality, to perfect the artificial body, and to realize the existence of unlimited length. They want to, in fact, accomplish this. They also say they want to realize unlimited movement in outer space. And they want to give everyone the opportunity to gain multi-corporeality, a mind distributed on many areas. One mind, okay, or they say, the tree of life of one mind in several immortal bodies and control of them. Then they say this. They want to expand the living environment of multi-reality, the ability to live and move freely in several realities at the same time. Then they go on to talk about the goals and tasks of neo-humanity in the 23rd to 30th centuries. This is how far advanced they're looking at this. They want to realize expansion into outer space. Well, we already know that they're doing that. Okay? Humanity settling in the near and distant cosmos. Unlimited movement in the universe. They want the liberation from the need to live in just one specific place on Earth. Then they say they want to realize full control of reality by the power of thought and will. Then they want to create a personal universe controlled by the mind for every neo-human being. And then they close by saying this. To realize control over the course of personal history by the power of thought, okay, going as far as to complete all historical process in a point of singularity. They call that the end of history or the contraction of time. Well, what is time? Since they've really never adequately defined it, just like they've never really adequately defined gravity. You can tell me what it does, but I've not seen anybody dictate the flow of the moon or the flow of the sun. What is that? What is time? We know they've created a synthesis of it called a watch or a clock. Just like they created a sundial hundreds of years ago, thousands of years ago. It did the same thing, but that's all synthetic. All right? It's only mimicking what's already there. okay? The watch doesn't tell you time. The watch or the clock is mimicking the movement of the sun and the moon. Okay? And within that time construct, we get time travel, the manipulation of time, and even depending on who you are, where you're vibrating, time standing still and or speeding up. Time standing still or speeding up. You know, a lot of times when people are having certain manifestations of how they are and where they are, people will say that they're in a zone. Well, when we meditate, we are basically in a zone. Some people get in a zone, and again, most people don't realize it. They can't do anything wrong when they're in these zones. No matter what they do, it's all going to come out looking good, or vice versa. It can come out looking bad when you're in one of them wrong vibratory zones. And what that really means is you are vibrating with everything around you. You are vibrating at the same speed, which is time, as everything else that's going on around you. And again, it could be good vibration or bad vibration. Over the centuries, people who are far more smarter than I am, they had already figured this stuff out. Particularly those people who studied the early forms of science that we know as alchemy. And those people were able to deal with time in a much different manner than the average person. And in many cases, they were able to transcend time. Okay? And then, of course, as we know, ancient Kemetic science and the history of it is replete with people who were able to transcend time. Now, one thing I learned in my studies, limited though it may be, about ancient Kemetic science and the people who inhabited that science thousands of years ago, it's apparent to me that figures like Thoth were in fact time travelers or multi-dimensional travelers. It's all time, such that they took the knowledge that they had to other cultures all over this planet. Or I should say Thoth took that energy all over this planet and shared that energy with other cultures. And that is why Asian and Indian cultures, to a great degree, mirror ancient Kemetic science and its culture. People were being given this knowledge. So in ancient Kemetic science, these people were intently focused on time, okay? So what happens? Calendars and those kinds of things get created to do what? To observe certain markings in time. And they weren't just marking things that had already happened or things that happened every year course, we know those things are pretty much set in stone. They were set in stone then, and people are still observing them to this day. All right? The various equinoxes started back in ancient Kemet. People still observing them to this day. They've built whole artificial constructs around them. Spring, summer, winter, and fall. The four seasons. Is it? Is that really about the four seasons? Are those four representing something else? Sister Bev, is it representing S-A-L-T?
Salt.
Yes. But salt in reference to the zodiac.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So these things are very important because those four represent the square. And of course, when religion comes on the scene, particularly the Christian religion, now it represents the cross. Because the cross is a square closed up. I'm sorry. The cross is a square opened up. If you open up a square, a box, you get a cross. Now, I'm going to say it again. Your consciousness is a square. Okay? I went back because they're hiding, or let's just say they're putting a lot of these things in things like Marvel movies where these things become very powerful objects. Because in one of the last Marvel movies, Brother Derek, you had this entity named Thanos. Right? And Thanos was here basically to remove the last vestiges or the overwhelming number of vestiges of what we call humanity to get ready for another changeover. Now, some Marvel characters had to die in order for this to take place. And I thought it was interesting that perhaps the most important character in that series, Brother Derek, what was the name of that last Marvel series with Thanos? Do you know, Sister Bear?
No.
Okay, I know Brother Derek knows. Okay, he's a Marvel aficionado. Yes, thank you, my brother. Now watch this, Bear. The name of that movie is called Endgame.
Okay.
Endgame. It's the end of the game. Okay? But everything leading up to that, it's all about the square. And that square in that orbit is called the tesseract. Again, the brother that's tuned in, it's obvious that he's tuned in, that called in last night, he mentioned the tesseract.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't know this is where we were heading. I didn't say it, well, I did mention that we was going to go back to the cube. But I didn't go into any kind of detail because I couldn't. I had to see where it was going to take me. And it took me back to one of the baddest articles I've ever read, and it was basically done by Jay Widener. Okay? From Waking Times. A lot of good metaphysical stuff on Waking Times magazine. Okay? But the name of this article is called The Alchemy of Time. Understanding the Great Year and the Cycles of Existence. Now, we dealt with this some years ago, okay, at least 6-7 years ago. But the article basically breaks down the precession of the equinoxes, unfortunately better known as the cycle of yugas, of which there are four. Four, family. Here we go with that four again. The first one is called the Satya Yuga, and it represents the Golden Age. Then you got the Tetra Yuga, which represents the Silver Age. Then you've got the Dvapara Age, which is called the Bronze Age. Now, I know this is taking people back to Solomon's temple in the human body. That's divided into four parts: bronze, silver, gold, and the last one, called the Kali Yuga, represents the Iron Age, and we're in it right now. In ancient Kemetic science, this is called the precession of the equinoxes. Represented to this day in the division of a year into four cycles, spring, summer, winter, fall. Okay, that's just a small piece of this. But what else is interesting is that these cycles, the time at which all of these cycles are operative, they all add up to 9 in terms of the amount of time that they're in existence. Okay, family? And we told you in 2016 that that was year of the 9. All right? But notice, in the movie Endgame, the most important character that everybody else looked up to throughout the series, not just for that movie, was none other than Iron Man. Iron Man was sacrificed. He had to die. Okay? Because he represented the Iron Age. And, of course, Iron Man received his powers not just as a result of him being filthy rich, but the mechanism that used to magnify his power was his heart chakra. So when we watch these movies, depending on where you are metaphysically or spiritually, you see entirely different concepts manifesting. And that's why it's important for us to go back to this article, The Alchemy of Time, understanding the great year and the cycles of existence. On the very front cover of this, for this article back then, I believe it's changed somewhat now. Because, man, let me tell you something. That internet is something else, family. If you ain't prepared, you can go to a website and then go back there 2 years later and get the same article, and somebody or something has edited it. Because on the front page of this article is this blue cube. All right? That just happens to be exactly the same blue cube that was called the Tesseract that everybody has been trying to acquire in the Marvel series. And, again, to show you that this is more than a notion, that same cube shows up in the movie Angels and Demons, where CERN is used, and in the center of CERN, of the machine, is this blue cube. Now, to show you that this stuff is absolutely otherworldly, in one of the prior Marvel movies with the same characters, Captain America, Iron Man, etc., Captain, what's the Samuel Jackson's character? Because he's running, the black man is basically the boss of all of them, right? Give me his name, Brother Derek. Samuel Jackson. Yes, Nick Fury. Thank you, my brother. Nick is another name for the devil. Old Nick, to be more precisely. Okay? So be careful this summer, family, where you pick Nick. Now,
Don't they call Saint Nick? Mm-hmm.
Yes. Because it's another name for the devil. Old Nick, you can look it up. But now,
he in that red.
That is correct. And you know, people have unscrambled that word, Santa, and they came up with Satan, Satan's claw. Because that's who now is manifesting, and it's all around us. It ain't hidden. They ain't trying to hide it. They trying to put it in power, period. And that's what Lynn Wood was talking about. So there's no way in the world I can nullify what he's saying when he's out in the open. They selling you shoes. Family. Then this little character, little Nas, come out with 666 pairs of shoes. They want to sell you some shoes. They're not trying to hide what they're doing anymore. They're trying to put it in power. And the only way they can do that is with your assistance. One of the things that they're using in order to gain that power is primarily assaulting your consciousness. Because they don't want you on the square. All right? So now look. There's this cross called the Great Cross of Hendaye. Okay? It's been around for a long time. And it's been, like a lot of other things, steeped in mystery for a long time. Just like the Tetragrammaton, which is another four. Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. Right? Just stay tuned, because we're going back there. Because that Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh could very well be a hidden message that basically unravels S-A-L-T. Or is it spring, summer, winter, and fall? Or is it north, south, east, and west? Or is it all of that and more? So let's dive into this article. Because they say in this article that this cross, this great cross at Hendaye, appears to be described as not only the end of... I'm sorry, go ahead, Ben.
How do you spell Hendaye?
H-E-N-D-A-Y-E. Now, you can pull up the article at Waking Times. I should have sent it to you. My bad, but I'll make sure.
That's
well,
right.
You probably pulled
right.
it up now.
I get
yeah.
it. Yeah.
Yeah, because this article is so old that the paper is brown, so y'all know it's had a workout, right? But I love these brown paper articles because they're reminders to me of just how long ago we started getting into this stuff, okay? And I really wasn't just getting into it then. Okay, this is just since we've been doing this program. Because, see, I'm looking for, here we go right here. That four, is this it? No, this is not it. This is dealing with the Jedi. Well, no, that's not the one I'm looking for. And I bet I don't have it here in front of me because I'm not scripted, family. Where are you? No, it's not. I know I got it up here somewhere, but y'all can imagine I got papers and stuff all over the place here. It's up here because I know it's a part of what I want to deal with. I just don't have it sitting right in front of me here. But what I'm alluding to is those 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet. Okay? And of course, that 2 and 2 is going to always add up to 4. Unless the people that are trying to install this satanic thing get into office, then 2 and 2 will equal 7. You understand what I'm saying, family? Because if they can get you to believe that snow is black, how come 2 and 2 can't equal 5 or 7? It can't. I'm looking for that stuff, but I bet you I got 200 or more articles sitting up here. And it's all good. I'm not supposed to find it now. I'll find it when I need it, okay? I ain't about to go through all 200 or so of these articles. But for those of you who think that I'm just kidding here, hopefully you can pull this article up. It's from 2013. Now, I just happen to be going through that stuff, looking for one article, and I see this one, and it deals with the 2045 initiative. It's from Interstage Right. That's right, just like Snagglepuss. Interstage Right, .com. You know, for you old timers, y'all probably remember Exit Stage Right. You know, the game, Cougar.
Yeah. I didn't even know he was gay.
Until we got older, right?
Right.
We weren't supposed to see it then. We were supposed to see it as normal. That's programming.
Mm.
You see? So, Exit, Stage Left. Well, this is from interstageright.com. It's entitled Global Future 2045, Part 1, The Avatar Project. The Avatar Project. And this is from the Global Future 2045 Congress, where they point out that participants in the Global Future 2045 included scientists, philosophers, public figures, business leaders, representatives of different religions, and that their charge was to solve society's problems by mapping a new trajectory for civilization, whereupon nationally focused ideologies bow to cosmic citizenry. Okay? And it was put in place to overcome biological limitations and fashion a new civilization. Now, I ain't supposed to be even reading this now because it's not a part of what I'm just letting you know where they're going that corresponds with that the closing of that last article I dealt with. Okay, that was also from this 2045 theme. Here's what they say, and I'll close with this for this article. I'll come back to it later. In time, android robots will serve people in their homes and replace them in industry. Beyond creating a, quote, new mankind, unquote, that no longer wastes resources, futurists expect to develop manageable matter and new energy sources, focusing on nano, bio, info, cognitive, genetics, and robotic technologies. Global Future 2045 neuroscientists, neuroengineers, and futurists call upon the UN General Assembly to facilitate transition to what's dubbed neo-humanity.
Hmm.
Now, damn if that wasn't the title or in the title of the last article we just got through with. I'm laughing, family, because none of this is scripted. I just went through about 30 or 40 articles right quick and pulled this one out. And it basically gives me the title of the article I just got through dealing with, which was called The Path to Neo-Humanity as the Foundation of the Ideology of the Evolution 2045 Party. Can't make none of this up, okay? So now, let me go back to this article, okay, dealing with the great cycle or the great year and the cycle. And they're talking about that Hendaye cross, right? So let me start over again here because I really didn't get into it very tough. And that's the problem with this stuff. See, it's going to take a minute for me to finish all this stuff because not only is the language it has to be explained. But I'll be adding other articles, just like I just got through doing, that illustrate this stuff. They say the Great Cross at Hendaye appears to be describing not only the end of the great four ages of the Hindu Yuga system, but also the four ages of alchemical chronological timekeeping. According to the cross, the Iron Age, or Kali Yuga, will be coming to an end with the galactic alignment on the winter solstice of December 21st, 2012. Got to telling you, Iron Man died in the movie Endgame. They say, according to the Yuga system, there are four ages of life and time on our planet. The first age is called the Satya Yuga, or the Golden Age. It's an age of extreme splendor when beings on the planet live much longer than they do now. There are no wars, famines, strife, or evil. And I know some of you probably hearkening back to scriptures where it talks about people living much, much longer, people like Methuselah and others. They lived hundreds of years. Okay? Well, this is mirroring, or that's mirroring this, because this is much older than Christianity. Okay? Then they say the second age is called the Tetra-Yuga, or the Silver Age, where things begin to slip and the beings on Earth begin to deteriorate. This is the beginning of corruption, and evil is introduced into the planetary sphere. This age lasts 1,296,000 years. I forgot to tell you how long the other one, the first one, the Satya Yuga, it lasts 1,728,000 years. Okay, the Tetra Yuga lasts 1,296,000 years. The common theme with all of this is they all seem to add up to the number 9, which is, as I've said a million times, represents the feminine energy, which is where we are now, and that they synthesize feminine energy with fake feminine energy, which is the whole LGBT movement, be it the male or the female. It's all fake. It's like synthesizing your reality with some gargles or a computer chip. Anything having to do with corrupting your consciousness. Okay? You can call it a lethal injection, if you like, because that's doing it too. Then you got the third age, called the Devapara Age, or the Bronze Age. This is the beginning of the fall of humanity, where evil begins to spread and things fall into disharmony. This age lasts 864,000 years. And then the last age is called the Kali Yuga, or the Iron Age. And that's the age we're in right now, where evil and corruption become the driving force as greed, wars, famine, and disease spread across the planet like a tidal wave of death and destruction. This age lasts 432,000 years. They say each successive age is shorter than the previous age. The Satya Yuga, or the Golden Age, is one quarter longer than the Tetra Yuga, or the Silver Age, and the Tetra Yuga is one quarter longer than the Devapara Yuga, or the Bronze Age. But they all add up to 9, the feminine. Okay? And what does Phi represent, Sister Bear, on the Yes. Man, why am I running a blank on that scale? Thank you, Brother Derek. Derek has already got the answer. Well, I'm looking for the name of the scale. Anyway, C represents iron. Go ahead, Bear.
No, I was just saying, was it the Felicio scale or something like
no,
that?
No.
It wasn't it?
No, not that
no.
one. You're talking about the solfeggio scale.
Okay.
That's dealing with
right.
music and frequencies. No, I'm talking about where all of the I got chemicals on my mind. It's not chemicals. Iron, copper, all of them have a particular designation. Okay? Mineral scale.
Yeah.
So Fe represents iron. Thank you, my brother. The periodic table of elements. Thank you. See, I got so much stuff in my head, brother. Because we're going back to all of this. We're going back to the salts. We got to deal with the salts again. Because we only dealt with little bits and pieces of it. Now, we're in a different time, some years later. Now we want to look at it again. So in the periodic table, C represents iron. Well, what does a woman need more than anything else, particularly when she's in her birth stages?
Mm-hmm.
Iron.
Got iron.
For the blood. Right? So now, Bev, you come to the solfeggio scale. The me and feminine, right, represents the most powerful frequency on the solfeggio scale. It has the power to repair broken and damaged DNA. It is a fact. For those of you who don't know, Google meta music, metaphysical music. Well, I'm not going to go over all that stuff again, but there are concrete examples where music basically made paraplegics no longer paraplegic, using frequencies. Now you understand early on why the second demon that I was dealing with yesterday, why he was talking about using music to control the frequency of the children.
Mm-hmm.
You see how all of this fits in to stuff that we've already done. So when you hear me talking about this stuff, I'm drawing back on that when I read stuff like what we just got through dealing with yesterday with that demon. All right, because that's what he is. He's eugenicist. He's a demon. I can't call him anything else, family. I want to call him a mother, but I can't. Y'all can, because y'all in the comfort of y'all own home. But I can't call him that, cause, but y'all know that's what he is. Okay? And he ain't alone. And guess what, family? It ain't just black mothers. I mean white mothers. It's some black mothers, too. Real talk, family. Now, Bertrand Russell, if he don't fit that description, then I ain't who I say I am. Guess what? I found that article, family. It's called Hibiru. Hibiru, y'all remember this article? I mentioned it a couple of weeks ago. The Language of Light. Okay, and it's dealing with the Hebrew language. All right? all 22 of them letters and what they really mean. Okay, family? Then they go on to talk about, in this article, 12 tribes. Wait a minute. They talking about the Zodiac? Because these 12 tribes were supposedly scattered. They're all over the place, right? Are we talking about the Zodiac here? Because we know Kabbalah, Zodiac is all over Kabbalah. Is that what they're talking about? So they're talking about the 144,000? Well, what is that? Is that a nine? Well, maybe we'll come to some logical conclusion of a lot of this stuff as we go on. I'm just dropping little things for you to think about until we get there. Okay? Because I'm clear that the DNA, the thing that they're focusing on now, is much more than just our genetic code. All right? It's really, really interesting, family. It's really, really interesting that the people that are focusing on this DNA is them same people that took our history and claiming it for themselves. It's just mind-blowing. And they even mentioned in this article. Now, I picked up the article prior to this one dealing with the Jedi. Let me show you how this stuff works, family. These two articles allegedly have nothing to do with each other, right? But that first article that I picked up was talking about the Jedi. Now, that ain't what I'm looking for. And then in the 5th paragraph, here's what it says. The mother language says Jedediah, or the way of the word. Jedi priests use the language of light to fine-tune the planet like a harmonic bell. The Hebrew tribes were 12 and described as obeying precise universal laws. The tree of life is a high-dimensional genetic coding of the collective human gene pool. Now, I know that this is kind of confusing to some of you. I'm showing you the spiritual relationship just on a whim. I ain't focusing on that yet. But I can't help showing you how this stuff works spiritually or metaphysically. Out of over 100 articles I got up here, I just happened to pick those two out. Or did I just happen to pick those two out? Let's keep going. Because now they get into this guy, Fulcanelli. Okay, this Italian dude, who they so quick to give other people credit for ancient Kemetic history, is unbelievable. But we know that's what they do. So we use him as a point of interest in our search. But we don't stop at him. We go all the way back thousands of years before Fulcanelli, and we find ancient Kemetic science. So they say in this article, again, this is the understanding the great year and the cycle, dealing with the alchemy from Waking Times. They say here, according to Fulcanelli and the Cross of Hendaye, the alchemical four ages comprise the four... Wait, let me go back and make sure I'm on the right page here. Okay, I'm good. Sometimes I get ahead of myself here, family. So they say, the alchemical four ages comprise the four quadrants, 25,920-year-long cycle called the precession of the equinoxes. Essentially, our Earth has a wobble, like a top spinning, as it begins to lose momentum. This wobble of the Earth takes 26,000 years to unfold. This strange engraving of the four A's on the cross of Hendaye is a hieroglyph of the universe. It's a hieroglyph of the universe. It's comprised of the conventional signs of heaven and earth, spiritual and the temporal, the macrocosm and microcosm, in which major emblems of redemption, the cross, and the world, the circle, are found in association. That's deep, family. Okay? So, before I go any further, guess what is this Hendaye cross? And why is it important? Well, I'm just going to deal with a little bit of this because it would take too long and we would lose absolutely all of our perspective in terms of where we are in this discussion. But you can pull this article up. It's from one of my old school websites. Okay, I'm glad they're still there. But it's interesting that this article just came out March 31st, 2021. It's entitled, The Hendaye Monument Decoded. It's at Sangraal, S-A-N-G-R-A-A-L. That's one of the names that kept coming up in the series dealing with angels and demons. Oh, by the way, family, some of you are already aware, when I mentioned the Marvel characters and I mentioned Samuel Jackson going to Rockefeller's scientific institution, he went there to basically make sure that the Tesseract in this time-traveling device that looked just like CERN, because as we said a few years ago, CERN is in fact a time-traveling device. That's what they created it for, going all the way back to the 1950s. That's how long they've been working on CERN. Okay? So Loki, who represents the beast, the devil, the brother of Thor, right? He comes and takes the Tesseract. He comes to steal your consciousness. The devil comes to steal your consciousness because that's what Loki is supposed to represent. Okay? So now, see, I had to put that in there. So let's go back to this cross of Hendaye that's now been decoded very recently. Okay? And they say here, armed with all these clues, oh, by the way, just in case I didn't say it, it's at Sangraal, Sangraal.com. They say here, armed with all these clues, it's time to look directly at the monument and let it speak for itself. It's a marker of some future catastrophe. If it's a marker of some future catastrophe, then exactly how does it tell us this? And even more important, does it tell us when? At first glance, the monument divides itself into three basic components. The upper cross, the column or pillar, and the pedestal base, just like when we broke down the human body dealing with Solomon's temple. and all that scriptural symbology that's wrapped inside of that. We will revisit that. Okay, because those of you who weren't here are not aware of that, it will blow your mind. Period. Okay? They say, the upper cross has three symbolic components. The pillar is its own symbol, and the base has four symbols for a total of eight symbolic images. We can think of the entire monument as a schematic, exploded view perspective of a single geometrical egg, the philosopher's stone. The upper cross, the upper cross's three symbolic components are the INRI inscription, the double X's, and the oddly broken Latin inscription. These symbols offer us three interrelated meaning systems, which when taken together, give us the key to understanding the entire process symbolized by the monument. The pillar offers us a unifying image that cuts across all scales of interpretation. It gets deep here, family. The basis for symbols must be taken as a unit, one in which the order and meaning of the symbolic components are in a constant state of flux, but the nature of the whole is constant. The images are starting in the east and going counterclockwise, ray, starburst, that's number one. Number two, an oddly shaped half moon or boat with an eye spot marking. Number three, an angry sun face with bulging spiral eyes, dumbbell shaped mouth, and prominent chin, the face is surrounded by 16 large spikes and 16 smaller spikes inside a containing outer circle. The sun itself is surrounded by four stars placed in the corner of the rectangle and tilted so that their diagonal axis continues through the center point of the sun face, and number four, an oval that fills the entire space of the rectangle and contains a cross with four A's in it. The A's are unusual, having a sharply angled crossbar nestled in the top angle of each A, rather than the usual horizontal crossbar. As a whole, the monument gives us a symbol set. Let me read that again. As a whole, the monument gives us a symbol set order that can be expressed as parenthesis 3 plus parenthesis 1, close parenthesis, plus four, close parenthesis. Here we need only note the essential octave structure of the monument's symbolism with its suggestion of a spiraling mechanism. Interpreting the message, now let's look at each symbolic component in depth. Once we have an understanding of each image, then we'll try to put them together into the overall meaning. So I'm only going to do one, family, okay? Because, again, I'll get too far away from the original article, okay? And I'll lose you. But between now and next week, we're going to go in depth Okay? So don't worry about what you don't get today. We're going to get knee-deep in it next week. Okay? So let's just deal with one part of it, the upper cross. And the first thing you see in that part of the upper cross is the INRI inscription. And, of course, y'all know y'all see that INRI on a lot of crosses dealing with Jesus and all that kind of thing. Right? But it has much more meaning. They say, with this image, we are placed firmly within the Rosicrucian alchemical tradition. Remember, family, I told you, if you really want to see African ancient Kemetic history, ancient African history in all its glory, go and read the Rosicrucian Digest. The Rosicrucian Digest. Because remember, Bear, when we went back in the day and dealt with this stuff, on their website, they readily admit that all this history is ancient African. It's black people and its origins.
Mm-hmm.
And that the Greeks and all these other people basically took the history and used it for themselves. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, they had. Okay? The order of the rose and the cross, the Rosicrucian. If I'm not mistaken, that's the 19th, the 18th or the 19th step in the Masonic order. Again, I'd have to go back and refresh because it's just, I got too much in my head, family, so I'm telling you where it belongs. I know it's in that framework, 18 or 19, that I know because Rakim did a joint called, I can't remember if it was the 18th letter or the 19th letter. If you can't, I don't remember the lyrics. But pull up Rakim, I think the title of the joint is the 18th letter. Or 19th letter. Robert X, where are you taking these people, man? I'm taking them within. That's where I'm taking them. Because that's where they need to be. Okay? So let's go back to this, because this gets real interesting. And you're going to see what I mean here. Now, we established that the INRI is scripted on a lot of crosses and a lot of stuff having to do with particularly Christianity and specifically Catholicism. Okay? They say, with this image, we are placed firmly within the Rosicrucian alchemical tradition. You mean to tell me the Catholic Church is in the tradition of the rose and the cross? Well, the rose and the cross is very prominent in Catholic liturgy. Very prominent. Matter of fact, you'd be hard-pressed to go and deal with anything Catholic and not run into the rose and the cross. It's everywhere. And those of you who went to Catholic school, you know what I'm talking about. Okay? They go on to say, go ahead, Bear.
You know, I just say you're right.
Okay. You went to Catholic school.
Yeah.
They go on here to say, well, you went to a Rosicrucian institution.
Yeah, yeah.
They say, as Fulcanelli tells us, this inscription can be interpreted as one of the key maxims of alchemy. Igni natura renovatura integra, or interpreted, by fire nature is renewed whole. By fire nature is renewed whole. It is also igni nitrum raris invenitum, or the shining is rarely found in fire. Perhaps a more accurate way to view these four letters as the initial letters of the Hebrew names of the elements. Yam, water, yod, or eye. Nur, fire, none, or in. Rausch, air, rish, or are. And Yibishas, earth, and yod, or I again. I-N-R-I in the various interpretations. But when you really look at it in English, it basically represents earth, fire, air, and water. Wow. Well, that's four that we were talking about earlier. Okay? But look what they did. That's why you got to pull up the article, family. Look what they did. They went, and they didn't mention this, okay, that those four letters, I represents Isis, N represents Apophis, okay? Isis represents life, Apophis represents death, R represents Osiris, okay, or rebirth, right? And, of course, you got the last I that has to also represent Isis, all right? So you got Isis, Apophis, Osiris, and Isis, right? Now, they have a numerical value. And when you add them all up, it comes to 270. Wow, what do you know? It's that nine again.
Dealing with that nine, yeah.
And over. It came out back then in 2016 when we were dealing with this stuff. Okay. Matter of fact, before 2016. And it also represents the feminine. Okay. Iron. Mi is the most powerful frequency in the original music scale, the Sofigio scale, right? And, of course, nine represents completion because that's when women are able to manifest the Trinity, the child, the mother, the father, and the son, okay? Not the father, the son, and the so-called Holy Spirit. They left out the woman purposely because now the religions were going to preach male dominance. And that begins with Akhenaten. Y'all know him as Moses. Okay? Where the woman, the feminine energy, is now neutralized. So I have to add this stuff because by 2014, I think it was 2014, maybe a little earlier, Barack Obama has introduced ISIS into the lexicon because he got to get away from Al-Qaeda. So he introduces ISIS on Friday the 13th in a speech. Okay? And then I knew who he was because his role was to continue the neutralizing of the feminine energy. So he immediately opens the door to the fake feminine, the LGBT. And he's the one that begins to make it acceptable because he's a demon. And as we pointed out, he is a clone. Now cloning is all over the mainstream media. Oh, they done cloned people and they're making human and animal hybrid. What? Why are y'all telling us that now? You've been doing that. That ain't new. We headed towards something here, family. So now you can see this INRI is not... does not have an origin in Christian dogma. by any stretch of the imagination. But they ain't going to mention it in the writing. You got to look at the illustration, okay, until later. Now, they go on in this article to say, in the Golden Dawn, these letters were considered the key word and subjected to a peculiar sort of Gnostic and Kabbalistic analysis. First, the four letters are converted into their Hebrew equivalent as for the element. These letters are then given their Yitzhak, that is, zodiacal and planetary correspondence, meaning Yod equals Virgo, Nun means or equals Scorpio, Resh is the sun, and then back to Yod Virgo. They say from this pattern can be abstracted life, death, resurrection, and new life. Then they say this. The Golden Dawn then applied Egyptian god forms to these concepts to equal Isis equals life, death is Apophis, resurrection is Osiris. And they say from this they derived the name of the Gnostic high god, I-A-O. Okay? Now, let me drop this on you, family. The I and the A are one and the same. When I was mentioning earlier, reading earlier, and they was talking about the horizontal bar and the A was on the top of the A as opposed to being in the middle. When we dealt with the metaphysics of the alpha-beta numeric system, we were pointing out that the early alphabet were pretty much symbols, but that these symbols, just like the 22 Hebrew letters, had dual meanings, okay? They not only had a numerical value, but they had dual meaning, and that the A and the I were pretty much the same letter, that the A was the I opened up. If you opened up the I and you split it in half, I'm talking about like a capital I, like an I-N-R-I, and you open up the I, you literally have an A. You just drop the bar from the top down to the middle, like what they were talking about earlier in the cross of Mendai. Okay? So the I and the A becomes the same letter. So the Gnostic high god is really I. Oh, or one and the zero. The I and the one is the same thing symbolically. The one and the zero represents the male and the female. Okay? So the I am that I am. Am, because the M represents the feminine, water. The I and the A are the same letter. That's the male and the female. Okay? And the union of the two is oriented towards the Most High. Okay? Why? Because the left brain and the right brain have to be in unison in order for you to reach your spiritual height. Now, we dealt with this stuff, I guess maybe a couple of years ago. I can't keep track of all the stuff we had done, Sister Bear. But I know we dealt with the left brain, right brain thesis, in that the feminine side of the brain is there to convince the masculine side of the brain to come with it. Okay? But that the masculine side of the brain is more oriented towards earthly stuff and don't want to go. All right? But when it does and it unifies left brain and right brain, you basically have the one and the zero, which numerically represents the God construct. That's the number of God, 10. That's how come everything repeats once you get to 9. Okay? The next letter, 10, is a repetition of what you've already done. 0 is the first letter, then comes the 1. But that represents the male and the female. Or you can take the 1 and put it inside the 0, and you get the point and the circle. Metaphysically, the point and the circle shows up everywhere throughout ancient cultures. Because that point in the circle represents the vibration. Okay? From a point, it vibrates into a circle. So that's why they say God is both finite, representing the point, and he's infinite, representing the point expanded, which becomes a circle. But it's a God force, not something outside of you. Okay? And when those two come together, they create the original Trinity, which is the Father, the Son, and the Mother. Okay? Now, they go on here to say, these vowels had long been associated with the mysticism of light. And of course, when the male and female get together, right, when the 1 and the 0 get together and they copulate, there is a nuclear explosion, right, when sperm meet egg, that is in fact light. And if it's right, there's going to be some thundering and lightning and some trembling and stuff going on. I'm just trying to keep it 100, family, because if I gave you 95%, you wouldn't believe it. So I'm trying to keep it 100. All right? So they say these vowels had long been associated with the mysticism of light, as shown by their prominence in the Bahir, a work of Hebrew macabre mysticism. All right? They said we should also keep in mind that another version of INRI can be read as Isis, Natura, Regina, Ineffabilis, or Isis the Undefinable, Queen of Nature. In Hebrew, the value of the letters Yod equals 10, Nun equals 50, Resh equals 200, and another Yod equals 270, which is the value of the Hebrew word bar or lever. The number 270 is, of course, one of the processional numbers, as 8, the value of all the symbols in the monument, times 270 equals 2,160. The number of solar cycles in one precessional month, or one complete precessional cycle or year. Therefore, our first symbol tells us of a basic elemental pattern, that of life, death, the resurrection, which is related to the mysteries of light,
the fire where the shining can be found, and the processional cycle caused by the earth's tilted axis. I'm going to stop right there because, again, I'll lose you. But this is a 9-page article, and it gets even deeper. I'm going to stop it right there for other stuff that we'll add for next week because we still got other stuff.
Okay.
We have to add today. Go ahead, Beth.
No, we got 20 minutes.
Wow! Unbelievable. Okay, let's go back to the original article because I think y'all understand where we're going and what I was talking about when I told you this thing going to get really, really deep here. But it's our job to break it down so you can understand it better. So let's go back to the beginning of the thing that made me go into this article. Just to refresh you, they say, according to Fukunelli and the Cross of Hendaye, the alchemical four ages comprise the four quadrants of a 25,920-year-long cycle. Okay, now notice now, family, they just said the same thing in the other article, right, where they pointed out that one processional month is 12 times 2160, which gives you 25,920 years. Okay? And they're dealing with it from a Hebrew and ancient Kemetic perspective, but particularly Hebrew. You see? So now, let's keep going. Well, it should deal with Hebrew because it's stolen legacy, according to George G.M. James. So now, let's keep going. They say, this strange engraving of the four A's on the cross of Hendaye is a hieroglyph of the universe comprised of the conventional signs of heaven and earth. Of course, heaven and earth is male and female. Okay? The circle and the square. They say the spiritual and the temporal. Macrocosm and microcosm, in which major emblems of the redemption, the cross, and the world, the circle, are found in association. Remember now, the cross is nothing but the cube opened up. So we can transliterate that to say in which the major emblems of the redemption, which is the square, and the world, which is the circle, are found in association. Well, I guess so. That's the male and the female, heaven and earth, the circle and the square. See, there's a reason why the people that's behind all this crazy stuff that's going on is pushing this other stuff. I'm merely showing you why they're doing it and the frauds that they are. Okay? They say, the procession of the equinoxes is to be divided into four distinct ages of 6,480 years each, or four divided into 25,920, or rounding each off, the figures approximately 6,500 years each. The zodiac cycle, which lasts 25,920 years, has four fixed signs. These signs are Aquarius, Taurus, Leo, and Scorpio. And we know it as S-A-L-T. Okay? Now it's going to get real interesting. Because you're going to start seeing this stuff. If you ever get into the tarot, you're going to start seeing a lot of the same symbols that we're talking about here showing up in tarot. That's not by accident. That's by design. Because as we pointed out, early on, before the Old Testament got it. The tarot was a pictorial representation. A pictorial representation of the book of Revelation. Because the gypsies who were using the tarot, or is it Torah? The gypsies out of Egypt were using the tarot to hide their ancient teachings from people who would kill them because they were in the process of stealing it. So they left ancient Kemet, and as opposed to taking their manuscripts and all these kinds of things with them, they hid all the stuff into these pictorial images that we know today as the tarot. Now, let's keep going. They say, these four signs are separated by 6,500 years each, talking about Aquarius, Taurus, Leo, and Scorpio. Okay? They say, in the book of Ezekiel and in the book of Revelation, we are told of the angel with four faces. This angel has the face of a lion, Leo, a bull, Taurus, a man, the angel, and an eagle. In older times, Scorpio was depicted as an eagle. Okay? They say these books in the Bible are warnings about the four quadrants of the precession of the equinoxes that are telling us that there's great change when we arrive at one of these four signs. Again, for our discussion, we are talking about the yugas. When the yugas change, crazy stuff happens. Okay? They say we are currently entering the age of Aquarius, the water-bearing sign. And, of course, in lead with the feminine energy, because the woman is at the apex of the water system. We are carried, we are nurtured in water. Okay? They say the cross at Hendaye is telling us that there are tremendous changes to be found here on earth when we enter one of the four fixed signs. These changes can be cataclysmic. And you know something, Bear? You already told me how much time we got. So I ain't going to try to squeeze stuff in there. Because this ain't to be squeezed in. It's to be understood.
Yeah, we're down to 12 minutes. Right.
Yeah, so I'll stop right here, family. And then you can call in and make your comments. And we'll pick it right back up next Monday. I'm coming on next Monday, family. I will not wait to Tuesday next week.
Okay.
Because I'm chomping at the bit with this stuff. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm chomping at the bit. All right? So we stop right here and we come back next Monday, Sister Bear.
Okay. And Dr. Robert X do have a GoFundMe. Please send donation to help him with his research. Is Dr. Robert X GoFundMe. And what is your contact information, Dr. Robert X?
Thank you, Bear. You can contact me at mccrayr9599@yahoo.com. And when you come there, you might hear a song saying, "Who's that lady? Go ahead, Bear. DJ Bear.
Okay. Y'all have turned me into the DJ. And the call-in number here is 323 323-642-1586. 323-642-1586 and push the number 1 and your hand will be raised. Now, we had all these hands raised. What happened, y'all? I don't see any hands raised here.
Oh, that's so, all right, babe. As we go on, the family is going to be astounded.
Hit it. Yes, it's time. Here they come. Here they come. Okay, let's go to 702-296. 702.
Better love, family. Better love.
Hotep, my brother. Better love.
So we got DJ Beverly D.
Absolutely.
Robert S. I'm thoroughly enjoying it. Just wanted to chime in and give you guys that support. Better love, and I'll
thank
go
you.
On mute.
Yes, sir.
Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, sir.
Thank
I
you
appreciate
for
you, family.
Better love. Okay,
and I
let's
appreciate
go
the
to, let's go to 323-207.
323-207. Peace, family. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes,
Hotep, family.
Better love.
Better love.
Hotep. Better love. Great series as usual, man. wonderful show. I appreciate the info. I just wanted to chime in, man. I finally caught the Childhood's End.
Before you go any further, wait. Do you know when that premiered?
No, but I just wanted to make sure it was only 3 episodes that I caught.
Yes, because they couldn't have one more because it ran from the 21st of December. During guess what time? The winter solstice. Just what I'm dealing with right now. For 3 days.
It was nuts. The kids throwing up the Nazi symbol and flying up to the sky, man. I had to chime in for your input on it, man. It had me all over the place. And then the main Thanos character, he looked like Satan. So it just had me like Nas, a little Nas X time frame. It just, oh, man, it was something else, brother.
No, let's give it its right name because they have enshrined it starting in 2016. It's called the Baphomet. With the same little black boy and little white girl at the feet of the Baphomet, that statue, that symbology, was taken all around the country at capitals. At Harvard University.
So like we have been addressing, the ushering in of ball the Baphomet, as you just stated. Was that what that series was highlighting? Like you have
bingo.
Been?
It was replacing the season that brings you the resurrection of Jesus Christ on December 25th. They ran it for 3 days, the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, leading up to the eve of the birth of Christ. Because they were giving birth to the Antichrist.
Wow.
And that's why you've got the Baphomet representing the feminine and the masculine all into one. That's LGBT.
Yikes. Oh man, what you up? yeah, that was series is crucial, man. I had one of my partners had put me on to, I guess the guy that was doing the Russia hoax on Trump.
Yeah,
my partner had said that Dan Scavino had put out something that he had got arrested. I guess the attorney or the person that was supposed to be doing the investigation against Trump, they had arrested him. I'm not sure if you was able to look into that. I didn't get to see no article on it or not. Okay, I just was wondering if you was able to notice that. Okay. All right, yeah, that's all I have for you, family. I just was, you know, just chiming in. I appreciate the show. Thank you.
Congratulations, my
Thank
brother.
You.
Congratulations. You have arrived.
Yeah, thank you.
Hotep, better love.
Let's go to Hotep. Let's go to Tuckmos. Tuckmos, you got your mute on?
Tut, bring us on in, man.
He must have his mute on. Tuckmos, are you there?
Oh, yeah. Hello, can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay.
Now.
It was my hat. Hotep. I was trying to reboot them. Hotep.
Yeah.
Man, y'all got that song stuck in my head now, man. I don't even know who sung that damn song, man.
Which
Who's
one?
That lady? Who's that
That's
lady?
That's the Isley Brothers.
Oh,
okay.
Isley Brothers.
I knew it was one of them old groups. Yeah. I was like, damn, I'm going to have to find this song because somebody done got it stuck in my damn head now. But thank you. Yeah, yeah, you're right. It is the Isley Brothers. You know, I was shocked because I remember I was into, you know, I was younger. I was researching these groups that were older. And they got the song, man. Is it Twist and Shout?
That's the first song that the Beatles took from the Isley Brothers and became world stars.
Yeah, because I was like, I didn't know they made this song. I thought this was some white boy. So I was, man. So they go way back, brother. Yeah, the Isley Brothers, man.
They've been here longer than gray hair.
Yeah. But you know what's funny is, like, a lot of the songs I would listen to my mother and my stepfather play, and I hated them. Stylistics and the Manhattans. Oh, my God. You know, really, my stepfather, he's a little older than my mother, and it was like, my goodness. Now, you know, I appreciate that music now. But, you know, going on long road trips, and I was like, this stuff is old. But then DMX died. So then I did the math. Now, a lot of the music they would play, especially like Motown and stuff, that came out in the 60s. So I was born in the 70s. So that wasn't that old. You know, like DMX music is 30 years old now. Like, damn, that's
correct.
Actually, I was closer in age to when that music was made than when DMX music is made now, you know, 30 years ago. And, you know, just didn't resonate that older music, just, you know what I'm saying? But you see your man Biden, he's having his State of the Nation next week. And,
I wasn't aware of it.
Yeah, well, they're not calling it the State of the Nation. They're calling it a joint session. He's been invited to the joint session. So either way, he's going to be there, and he's supposedly going to be pushing police reform. That's his number one goal, going there. So I expect he's going to have George Floyd family there and stuff. So we'll see what goes down with that. That should be interesting.
I can give you one guess who will not be listening to one single solitary word of it. I listened to one of Orange Man.
Oh, man. I watch everything Orange Man did. That was pure entertainment. This is like, oh, this is damn. Even Obama was somewhat entertaining. This guy is like a corpse. I mean, you know,
a
at
funeral.
Least Obama.
It's like basically paying money to watch a funeral.
Man. This is the man. He might be the second most boringest president of my life because Bush 1 was pretty dry.
I agree.
Bush Bush, too, was a bundle of joy, boy. It was in a dull moment when he was president. We had buildings fall and everything with him, president. You know what I'm saying? He was pulling up on the firefighters, you know what I'm saying? We're going to war. Like, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? That's what I like to do, man. I like when white people act white, man. I don't like all this try and be all phony shit, man. Well, Trump was
That's
efficient.
What I'm saying,
Trump, keep it real, man. I don't like all this fake stuff, man. Yo, you had me thinking. Now, I don't know if you remember this this movie. And really, I always hated the movie until I got older. And it was called Tron.
Yes.
You know? And it's all about this guy who digitized an artificial intelligence called Master Control Program, bringing himself
mm-hmm.
into a virtual world of computer. So when I'm watching it now, this stuff is making sense. Like, oh, shit, this was what?
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? I watched this movie a million times and just remember bikes with little streaks going behind them. That's all I remember.
Right.
So, but now,
you know
you
why?
Heard of this? What's that,
you know
sir?
Why? Let me tell you why. What you explained earlier about What you explained earlier about the music with your parents and how much you disliked it. You weren't supposed to like it. You weren't born in that era. So you couldn't vibrate with it until you got older. You just said the same thing about Tron. You weren't supposed to understand it until you reached a level of maturity that allowed for you to understand it. Watch this, Tut. I hated my mom and their music, which was the blues, because I wasn't vibing with that era. But as I got older, just like you, guess what? I wouldn't treat a dog, ow, 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 the way you treated me.
Oh, yeah. I love that song, man. That's my song, man. But, see, that's music I found on my own because they didn't play that type of music, you know, like.
Because it wasn't their era.
My steps pops was stuck
that's
in
what I'm
stylistics,
saying.
Dramatics, and all of that.
Yeah.
Whatever. And
your
then,
parents
my mother,
are my age.
My mother was more Luther and Freddie and, you know, whatever was
yeah.
new, you coming out.
That's right.
That, but. But, yeah, you know, and so I go back now. Like, the blues and jazz, I kind of discovered that on my own, you know. And really what got
exactly.
me into that is back in the days when you bought a tape, you used to get the little pullout. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Open the tape and you pull out the picture
yeah.
and you could read the credits and all that. And then
that's
I would
right.
see where... I was into hip-hop, so what they would sample, and I would look for the sample and try to find the original, you know what I'm saying,
right.
That they sampled it from. And, you know, that. So I would see they were sampling the blues and jazz and, you know, all the stuff that, you know, I appreciate now, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah.
Yes, sir.
For sure. Did you ever hear
there
that show?
There was no Pete Rock and CL Smooth. Almost all of them, and they icons as far as I'm concerned in hip hop. They were sampling jazz and all that old R&B, and most people
uh-huh.
couldn't recognize it.
Yeah. Pete Rock
it's
was
like,
official with the samples. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. It's like, don't let it go to your head.
Yeah, but see, what they done is the samples, like how... people would sample Pete Rock, DJ Premier, man, it's a few people, the RZA, you know, all these people
right.
would sample tracks and, you know, play, give you the original flavor. What they do today is all synthetic. Now, the only people doing real samples are these two white boys. You know what I'm saying? One called Alphabet
mm-hmm.
and the other one called Derringer. And
mm-hmm.
it's like the art of sampling, which is the art you know what I'm saying, is gone, and now these people are in charge. Same thing they did with graffiti. You know, when we did it, it was, oh, that's terrible. And then all of a sudden, white people do it, and now they're world open now. You know what I'm saying? And it's the same. And they're doing this. That's why I hate that dude, DJ Vlad.
I understand. But don't leave it there. Don't leave it there. Because if the same thing happened with the blues, the same thing happened with jazz, it's a continuation of the same stuff.
Absolutely. Every year, the same thing happened with disco. You know, that was really black
music. Exactly.
Cool. Mm-hmm. But let me get back to what I was talking about. Phantom 2040.
Yes,
you ever heard of that?
Who?
It's called Phantom 2040.
Phantom 2040.
Yeah. When you were talking about the 2045 initiative, it brought me back to this old video game called Phantom 2040. It came out in the mid-90s on Sega Genesis. This is old.
Mm-hmm.
So I remembered this game, and then I read it says there was also a television show that came out, too. So I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
But let me read you what it say about this. It says, Maxwell Madison Sr., the husband of one of the series' main antagonists, Rebecca Madison, is killed during a train wreck with the 23rd Phantom, and his brainwaves are uploaded onto a computer mainframe. Rebecca plans to download his brainwaves into a living artificial body to bring him back to life.
Wow.
This is in the year 2040. All environmental disasters and economic resource wars of the early 21st century have had a catastrophic effect upon the Earth's ecological balance. Ever-increasing polarization of wealth, along with development of humanoid robotic biots, biological optical transputer systems, have resulted in a social demographic that leaves the majority of the world's population scavenging in the undercity slums, while the wealthy minority live in luxurious skyscrapers. You know, and I'm like, man, this is sound exactly like what they trying to do. You get what I'm saying? So this was a video game from, and when you talk to this, I'm like, yo, this is that video game, because they would upload, and she was the bad guy in the game, and you were the Phantom, and she thought the Phantom killed her husband, so she had all these things coming after him. But he was able to upload other consciousnesses and put you in a different realm. It was sort of like Metroid, but either way, yeah, this is exactly the same thing as the 2040 initiative, 2045 initiative.
Exactly.
They just put it in a video game.
That it wasn't a game.
Mm-hmm.
It was a program. Go ahead.
Nah, that was all I had to say, y'all. Peace.
Yes, sir. Excellent comments, my brother.
Thank
I knew
you.
It was some reason. I never played those games. Hotep, Tep, better love.
Yeah. Hotep. Thank you, Tepmos. All right. Once again, the number is 323-642-1586 if you have a question or comment. Or other than that, we're going to call it a night, and I will be back tomorrow with Eric and friends. And so please continue to send your donations to Dr. Robert X. This is some excellent research. We are not walking around in the dark because of Dr. Robert X research. So we appreciate you, Dr. Robert X, for your research,
you know,
your time, your energy, your effort.
You know I appreciate DJ Bear more than anything else. And, man, I can't wait till next Monday and Tuesday, family. I'm literally, as I said earlier, chomping at the bit to get at this. All right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to thank the family for letting me retire a little earlier tonight. I can go and answer some of these emails.
Okay, okay. And we're going to leave out of here with some blues.
Absolutely. As you're begging down on your knees,
trouble with a smile. They just won't let me be.